So, Katie Severson, what is your involvement with the Ketchikan Running Club?
Nothing super official at this point. I'm just a super interested member of our local running community. When the Totem to Totem got canceled, I'm a youth running club coach out at Point Higgins Elementary School, and I realized, oh, man, this huge project that all these kids work toward is off the books. And I thought that was a pretty big bummer for all of my students. I had about 50 kids sign up for Totem, for our running club, which culminates in relay races of Totem to Totem. So I contacted Gretchen Klein, who's the race director, and asked if she'd be willing to consider a virtual option. And through a bunch of conversation, she supported me 100% and helped me make it happen.
And this is a half marathon, so it's 13.1 miles. And are you the one who's kind of coordinating the virtual end of this?
Yeah. I've participated in a few virtual runs in the last month as part of how the running community at large is responding to COVID-19. And I've taken some inspiration from some of those races that I've done and other things that I've seen and tried to apply it to our local run. So we do have the 13.1 half marathon option. And then I also added a 5K or a 3.1 mile option that I think is going to fit our young runners really well.
And should point out that they actually rescheduled the in-person Totem to Totem for September 12th of this year. But this is a virtual run. Can you explain how a virtual run works and how people participate in it?
Sure, yeah. And thanks for pointing out, the in-person run is still happening. It is just postponed. So the virtual run is, it's actually super cool. You get to pick your own route, although the race route is a great option because we already know exactly where it starts, exactly where it finishes. And you can run it any time, any day between the window of May 1 to May 25. So that will help us with the social distancing. Current social distancing protocol for aerobic activity is 20 feet of distancing between other people, and that's just impossible to do in a race right now. So the other thing that I like about it is with that three-ish week window, you can wait for a sunny day to crank this thing out. And right now, when we're looking at October-y weather in April, that sure sounds nice, doesn't it?
You said you can kind of pick a day. Do you need to do it in one day? Can you do it over time if you choose to? Are there rules?
You know, that's an excellent question. We're going to require that runners complete it in one day just to preserve the integrity of the run and kind of keep it to as close as reality as we can. But you can choose a different route if that fits your location better. So we do have people who live in other states who are going to complete this run.
Is this something you need to pay for? You do it for free? How does that work?
Great question. So this run is totally free. You can participate for free anytime between the dates of May 1 and May 25. And then folks can just email me their results, their time, their distance, their name. That's all I need to know. They can email that to me at katie.severson@k21schools.org. And all of this information is available on the Running Club's website and their Facebook page. Or folks can use a running app called Strava, which loads right onto your phone. It's free. And it tracks the run for you, and they can just join the Ketchikan Running Club on Strava. It's really easy to do, and directions to that are also available on the Running Club's website, and that will automatically share results with me. And then what I'll do is toward the end of the month of May, I'll compile everybody's data and then just share out who's placed what and who's completed the runs.
I believe I understand also you can opt to pay money and get a shirt and a medal.
Oh, that is true. Yeah, if you do want to pay money, you can get a shirt and a medal. And that registration will be on active.com, and it's exactly the same as registering for the in-person run.
So when I register, how do I go about doing that? Is there an easy access? Where do they go in order to sign up?
If they're going to pay to receive the shirt and medal, they'll go to active.com, and the directions for that are on the Running Club website. And if folks are just going to run, it's super simple. They just complete the run and then email me their time. There's no actual registration part if you're just choosing to complete the run and not receive the shirt and medal.
Okay, and that is the information, your email as well as details are on the Ketchikan Running Club website, ketchikanrunningclub.com, which also explains registration for the in-person event in September as well. Again, it's a virtual run. You're just tracking people's information so that you can get it out there, correct? I mean, just to say this is the number of people who've participated?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just, you know, it's tough being a runner and being in the middle of a training cycle and having that goal kind of, you know, that rug ripped out from under your feet. So this is just an option to keep folks still engaged, still involved. And what I'm really hoping is that we can get a strong showing from our elementary running clubs, because there are a lot of kids who are excited to run Totem to Totem every year. And so I don't know if I want to go out and say this is the second best thing, but I think it's the next best thing we can come up with during this time of social distancing.
And virtual runs are extremely popular. They've been popular even prior to what's happening now.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And now, I mean, there's things happening all the time all over the place. There's like the Philadelphia Marathon is a pretty big one, and they're going to be doing a virtual marathon, including professional runners, coming up pretty quick here in the next few weeks. So it's definitely a thing, and it's becoming more and more popular out of necessity at this moment.
Okay. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention about it?
No, not at all. Thanks so much, Maria. I really appreciate your time.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And again, you have the whole month of May 1st through 25th, most of the month of May, to accomplish this. You can choose a half marathon run, half marathon walk, or a 5K run or walk. And again, you can go to the Ketchikan Running Club website to get more details and information about how to contact Katie Sievertson to turn in your results.